A major Tea Party force in the Senate made a surprise announcement today. Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina says that next month he will leave the Senate after only 8 years, with four left in his current term, to head the Conservative Heritage Foundation. DeMint has been a kingmaker, helping Tea Party candidates take on the GOP establishment, a role he says he will continue at the think tank. Rick Klein of ABC World News joins us. And Rick, I said this was a surprise. Was it to you?
A shocker. I think Jim DeMint has told a lot of people that he doesn't love Congress. I don't think anyone believed it until the announcement today. To leave a perch in Congress really at or near the apex of his effectiveness, of his influence inside the Congress, inside the national debate, just stuns a lot of people. So, yes, I think it's fair to say there's jaws dropping all around Washington.
Well, he's definitely, there is going to be a path straight to the Heritage Foundation. This isn't one of those, I want to spend more time with my family. But what is the speculation? What's going on? What's behind this?
The Heritage Foundation is one of the endowed chairs of Washington conservative circles. It's the kind of job that you can go to for a long time and wield as much influence as a United States senator if he does it right. So I think that's one piece of what's behind it. As I said, he's never loved elected office, and he has said so. The idea of being in the minority and a minority inside the minority for at least another 2 years can't be particularly satisfying. That said, he was in a position in South Carolina. He was never going to be challenged from the right. It's such a Republican stronghold that barring unexpected turn of events, he could have had that seat for the rest of his life. So a lot of folks expected him to grow old in a chair like that. Obviously, Senator DeMint a bit more restless, not leaving the arena, and I think he's going to be a force at the Heritage Foundation, but definitely leaving his perch now inside the Tea Party caucus and inside the Republican caucus.
Well, look, just on the face of it, it might say that he believes that that's where he can wield more power. But as you said, most people would say a Senate seat. Now, so let's just peer a little more into the tea leaves. I mean, Jim DeMint led the Senate GOP criticism of House Speaker John Boehner's fiscal cliff proposal. He said it would destroy American jobs. Is this some indication, though, we know that there's unrest within the Republican Party over the fiscal cliff. Is this a signal that Jim DeMint's side of the argument, you know, absolutely no tax rate increases, is maybe losing?
I think it is losing, but I don't think that's behind his decision here. He's going to be around to vote against whatever deal is reached, almost certainly. He and the other Tea Partiers are going to vote against it. And keep in mind that this Tea Party caucus, such as it is, it has been growing over the last couple of years, adding people like Rand Paul and now Ted Cruz from Texas and Mike Lee from Utah and Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania. Those folks would not exist as political entities if not for Jim DeMint's leadership. It's fair to credit him with the intellectual driving force behind the Tea Party movement inside the Congress. Even though he's been a member of Congress since 1998, he has given voice to these positions in a really strong way. So I think he and others see the writing on the wall of what's going on right now in the negotiations with Washington. But I think his voice in opposition will be maybe amplified by the fact that he's leaving to go to Heritage. When he criticizes Boehner for cutting a deal, Republicans for cutting a deal, it may carry more weight knowing he's going to be on the outside of this big microphone.
Well, let's look at someone else who tried that, a former lawmaker, Dick Armey, helped co-found the Tea Party group FreedomWorks, and now it's being reported that he is leaving that group that he co-founded. He said it was because he felt the group was focusing too much on a book from FreedomWorks president Matt Kibbe, that there was some internal conflict there. But the Boston Globe is pointing out that that group spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in these recent elections and lost three big Senate races. You know, his story seemed to be one of a lack of effectiveness from outside of Washington.
Though there were also reports of an $8 million package.
A member of the board who was a big a conservative backer is paying Dick Armey $8 million to leave.
That's not a bad way to say goodbye to someone. But I think, though, there's a moment now in conservative circles. They're trying to figure out what happened in the last election. How can you be most effective? The super PACs in the Tea Party circles and outside, the Karl Rove back super PACs, for instance, did not get a lot of bang for their bucks in the last election. So I think one of the things that Senator DeMint and others will be involved in is trying to figure out, how do you actually influence the process? How do you influence electoral politics? How do you influence the debate in a time where the president's ideas seem to have won a majority of voters, the support of the American people. You have a lot of Republicans who are willing to go along with the concept of higher taxes for the first time in generations. So I do think it's a moment of reevaluation for many of them.
But just very quickly, Rick, now there's going to be a special election in 2024. Republican Governor Nikki Haley will appoint a replacement. You say this is all good news for Lindsey Graham of South Carolina because now there will be two seats, and if Tea Party goes after one, it might not be his.
That's right. I think it's going to draw some of the attention away from Lindsey Graham. He was going to draw a primary challenge. He may still, but now you'll have that other seat. It's going to be an epic year in South Carolina politics,
no
one
kidding.
Way or the other.
No kidding. Rick Klein of ABC World News, thank you so much.
Thank you.